The biggest highlight for me is definitely working with people and feeling a need for a seller that's in a situation that they don't know how to get out of. Just had one 3 weeks ago that seller, of course, their mother passed away and they had this house and they didn't know what to do with it. So they called me.
You're listening to 5 Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Okay. Hello there, fellow investors. Mike Butler here, and welcome to the next episode of the 5 Hour Real Estate Week podcast. And today on Winter Wednesdays, I've got my very dear friend and superstar investor, Miss Kim Kramer. Can you say hello?
Yay! Hello. Thanks okay. for having me, Mike.
Yeah, so that's awesome. So we just finished up a coaching session with her and Ed, and I said, I got you. So I'm going to put her on this podcast today. So I want to tell you about Kim. I've been working with her for more than, well, it's almost 10 years. And I'm so impressed with her because she's like the Energizer Bunny. I mean, if you want something done, you just say it and boom, it's done. So put that to bed. The other thing is she went to her first boot camp. It was the How to Buy Without Banks, Money, Credit, Private Lenders, or Partners almost 10 years ago. And every time I have a boot camp here in Louisville, whether it's a 3-day landlord certification training workshop, the Buy Without Banks, or QuickBooks, or another event, she's there every time helping out on anything that we can do. Talk about a superstar investor, student, all of the above. It's just phenomenal. And she's achieved, that would this question be, have you gone farther in almost the last 10 years than what you ever dreamed growing up?
Oh, without a doubt, much further. Never dreamed it could be where I am today.
That's awesome. Okay. So I'm impressed with your achievements. We just had a big coaching powwow that was an international call. And so you'd be amazed what's going on in Mexico, and that's okay. I'm staying here. The farthest I might go as far as the residents go might be Florida, and a lot of folks are moving down there. But I'd like for you, I'm so impressed with your achievements, Kim. I want you to share with our listeners and our investors on here okay. how you can do that. And what's really neat is how to get those 20 nice rental houses paid for and do it safely and legally within 3 to 5 years, even while working your full-time job, because that's what I pulled off. And I feel like you've done the same thing. So can you remember from that boot camp almost 10 years ago, what do you remember as your aha or something that was one of your takeaways?
I think the biggest thing is not having to use a bank. You grow up in the world of get a big job, get a fancy job, and then you work all this time and you buy a house, go to the bank and buy a house. And then that's what you do. And then you put money away. And that's a typical US thing to do. But knowing that we could go out, work with sellers and be able to buy without using a bank, it was just phenomenal to me.
That so
was
if you ever used a bank since?
No, no more banks.
Yeah. And so me and her, we kind of relate to each other because we grew up in the redneck side of town. And I assume that you were raised with credit cards are bad, they're evil, money's evil, money's the root of all evil. We had all this stuff brainwashed into us and it really kind of opened the doors. And I can't tell you how many folks who've attended the How to Buy Without Banks, Money, Credit, Private Lenders or Partners have implemented that. One of them, you know, is T.O.
Yeah.
And he had to go to that boot camp 3, 4, 5 times before he got it. And so since then, he's never gone to a bank to buy an investment property. And you remember Eric the Red who died?
Yes.
He thought it was all a bunch of snake oil stuff. He says, oh, you can't go out there and buy a house with no money. Well, we put him to the test and we got a group together. And sure enough, he bought two of them with no money. So it really, truly works, guys. And I want Kim to be an inspiration to you to do the same. So what was another one of your ahas from that boot camp, if you can remember?
Oh, my goodness.
So you don't need banks to buy.
Yep. There's so many things, Mike, that you've taught us over the years that have just been phenomenal and made us grow our business multiple times. A lot of mine that I'm really getting from is from your landlording on boot camp. That's one of my biggest things as far as the big ahas for me.
Because that's where you grow your wealth.
Yeah, that's right. That's where we're at now. Not only we're doing that, we're growing wealth at this time.
So Kim's going to be one of our panel of experts, VIP, at the landlord certification training coming up in October. So if you're not registered, better hurry up. That'll sell out. A couple other things real quick on the Buy Without Banks Bootcamp, because a lot of folks listening right now, they're getting started. So they've got a full-time job and they don't want to compete with Donald Trump, but they sure would like to get those 20 nice rentals and get them paid for as fast as they can so they can achieve true financial independence. But I got a couple of questions for you. Just from that first boot camp that you went to, can you pull up to a house, walk around it, walk through it, and how much time?
Oh, I'm in and out. I can be in 5 minutes.
Okay. How long does it take you to make your offer?
10 minutes. Not even 10 minutes. That's with...
So is it fair to say that... Yeah, now assuming you've done some due diligence, knowing your market and all before you go there.
Right.
Okay, because you're not going to go there unless you make a offer.
Like, oh, yeah. We always make offers on every property we look at.
Yeah. Even if it's ridiculous. Okay. Yeah. So what I heard from you, and this just blows people's minds, you can do diligence. Hey, this might be a deal. This might be one worth pursuing. So you get in your car, you go out there, you walk around the outside of the house, you walk through the inside of the house. You're jotting down notes on your little mini piss card. Yep. And then you get in your office sitting in the driveway, which is your car, and you decide what you're going to do with it. And you write your offer up. That time frame there, you can do it in less than 30 minutes. Okay?
Oh, yeah. I spend more time talking than I do putting my offer together.
So when she's talking with them, what she's also doing, if she's doing it the right way, and I know she is because she's a superstar, is she's building rapport with that seller. So other people aren't listening to them. They treat them like a number. Yeah. And so she's building that rapport. So they're going to stay loyal with her and give her some wiggle room on the pricing or on the terms or whatever. And so that's fascinating. So think 20 minutes. That's exactly what I did when I got started is I would schedule 24 houses to go look at on Saturday morning before noon, start off in the low income neighborhoods where the bullets fly, and work my way around to where the Hooters restaurant is. And so I'd go in there and make my offers. But that's pretty cool. So there's all kinds of things you can learn, not only in the Buy Without Banks boot camp, but if you want to turbocharge your real estate business and get those 20 nice rentals paid for in 3 to 5 years, this is a must attend event.
Oh, without a doubt.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
And even the landlording certification training, you don't need to take that until when?
Until you got your properties all done.
No, until you have some rental properties.
That's what I'm saying. Until you got your properties and get them under contract.
Yeah, so you really, this thing is so daggone important at Buy Without Banks because you got to learn how to buy. Because what the biggest thing that I remember that folks latch on to is, do you feel like you can find and see deals that other veteran investors can't even see?
Yes. And a lot of times there are deals that other investors are passing up because they don't see
the deal
in itself.
They can't see it. Mm-hmm. So you've heard me talk about the Easter egg hunt. I'm not going to tell you again, but finding these deals is like going on an Easter egg hunt with X-ray vision glasses. And so your competition can't see these deals that you can see. Yeah. And so it's easier to cherry pick them, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. And cool. So tell us about your first 3 years. We're going back almost 10 years. So can you recall what your real estate business life was like back then, the first 3 years?
Of course, a lot in the very early stages, it's of course education and getting education and learning and being able to get to where you're walking in and you're learning how to make an offer, right? Because you got to figure out those repairs, right? Of what needs to be done, how much it's going to, not necessarily what it's worth. That's not about that. How much we can rent it for and then working our way back through it. So the first 3 years was a lot of education and getting out there and doing that. And then it was buy, right? Because we're buying and doing that in the very beginning of our career.
Yeah. Buy and hold is the magic, right? Mm-hmm. And what would you do with the ones that you didn't necessarily want to buy and hold?
We'd wholesale them out.
Yeah. Just wholesale them out. For chunks of what? Chunks of cash.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. So what about your biggest highlight and biggest challenge? Because it's not all butterflies and rainbows, is it?
Learning, I guess the biggest challenge I think through any real estate with investing is going to be working with contractors. Is once we get those repairs, we know what repairs need to be done. And how many times have we bought a house that there's an unforeseen repair that we don't know about, right? So those are probably the biggest challenges, is trying to see those in the beginning and then working with contractors and keeping on top of that so that we get it ready for a resident to move in.
So people and contractors, people. people's a problem. It's not the real estate, is it?
Not the real estate at all. It is.
So people, and I'm going to add another one in today's world, government. Okay. So government can be a challenge. So that's pretty good. What about a highlight that you can think of since you've been in the business?
I think the biggest highlight for me is definitely working with people and feeling a need for a seller that's in a situation that they don't know how to get out of. Just had one 3 weeks ago that seller, of course, their mother passed away and they had this house and they didn't know what to do with it. So they called me. It was a past client of mine. And so we bought their house for them and they were so grateful. I was literally in that house 10 minutes with them.
So she just said the Mega Million-Dollar advertising blunder that a lot of folks make. Don't try to cut their throats. Yeah. Okay. Make sure everything's a win-win.
Yeah.
For whoever you're buying the property from, it has to be win-win for them. And the true test is put your mother, assume you love your mother, put your mom in the seller's shoes. And if she were in that same pickle, would you bless that? Might not be the best, but would you bless it because it would help her out? And if you can say yes to those are kind of deals to do. Now, some of the highlights you didn't point out here and I want to get to, family. So do you find yourself spending more time with family?
Oh, without a doubt. I got 3 beautiful grandkids and with them all the time now. So, and they are learning to go do real estate with me. They go and look at properties as well too.
So she mentioned education. So I think when we met up, you might've been a real estate agent back then.
Yes.
Okay. Not having a clue about what you learned in that boot camp. Wasn't that an eye opener?
But eye opener without
doubt. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so then she's taken it a step further. She's gone back, got more education and training in addition to all the other investment training.
Yep.
And she's got a broker's license now. So now she has her own real estate office. She's a broker and she can have agents and just more resources. And so my point is education never stops. Knowledge is what's going to give you power. And you got to pull a trigger and have some experience to go with it because nothing's going to fall in your lap. That's pretty cool. I don't know if you agree with me on this or not, but I think our success in this business is a lot about who you know as much as what you know. So who have you met along the way that's impacted you the most?
Well, Mike, I have to say you have been a strong cornerstone for me. I know as far as just like even today, being able to come in here and pick your brain on some things and having a powwow, right? And getting your education and pulling it in. So that's what I'm grateful for. And building your team. I think that's another big thing that you've got to do is you've got to have your CPA, your attorney, and then your educational people
insurance.
That pull in insurance and pull all those people in and build your team to be strong.
Yeah, that is great. Well, now what did you do before you became a real estate agent?
I was a stay-at-home mom.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right, because you had the airplane mechanic. Her kids get to fly anywhere in the world for free because she was married to an airplane mechanic. I'm wondering if, I don't know, I'll not do that. But no, isn't that interesting? So that's pretty cool. So stay at home mom, then got your real estate license. And that had to be very challenging.
Mm-hmm. It was a crazy time.
Yeah. And you're networking with folks that have those kind of mindset. And when you step into this world of being a real estate investor, it's a benefit for you to have that real estate agent knowledge and broker knowledge and
all.
And I encourage everybody, if you're going to be serious about this real estate stuff, go get your agent license. And you don't have to get your broker's license, but there's going to be so much you're going to learn there that no guru wants to waste their time teaching you. And one of those that we had on one of these episodes was title insurance. And I got saved by the bell because I went and got my schooling. How did you, while being a real estate agent, how did you implement Mike's system to get yourself out of the rat race?
Well, the biggest thing is learning how to do the buying without banks, because even though we're working full time, you can only buy so many properties with going to a bank without getting the big headache and having to do.
It's just the timing.
Yeah. An adjustable rate interest. And you're having to worry about, do I have to pay it off here or do it? Is my interest rate going to go up? So that doesn't go away. So buying without going to the bank to buy a property was huge because you're working one-on-one with that actual seller. And actually we can pay a little bit more to the seller without having to go to the bank. So that's another trick of the trade that Mike, I'm sure will teach you in there, but those are one of the things.
That's cool. So we already talked about how fast you take to walk through a house before you make your offer. And I want to thank you for being on this episode of the Winter Wednesdays on our podcast. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, you're going to motivate, invigorate, light a fuse under so many people with what you've done with your contagious smile and just happy, upbeat, optimistic, everything. And so I'd like to say, where do you want to see yourself in 3 to 5 years?
On the beach.
On the beach. You already are there.
I want to be out and on the beach.
She's working. She's not only she on the beach, but she's out riding around in the Caribbean with Ed in a boat, and she's doing phone calls from a boat out there, just having a blast and smiling the whole time. Yeah. So she has a beach. She goes to the beach about every other month, right? If not more.
Well, I have done a deal or two sitting in the boat. I will say that. I have closed on a house and on a boat. That's true.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So do you ever think real estate would allow you to have the lifestyle that you used to dream about, and I used to dream about, and wake up every day and do what you want?
No, never.
Isn't it awesome? It's would you awesome. Do it again?
Oh, every day. I'd do it again tomorrow. I absolutely love real estate. It's finally something that I found a passion that I don't have to get up and dread. Doesn't matter what I'm doing, I'm loving real estate.
Do you have to worry about buying groceries or paying a light bill?
No, not anymore.
That's pretty cool. So I tell you what, you know, I felt the same way. I thought the owning real estate was for the lifestyle of the rich and famous. Mm-hmm. We used to see it on TV when we were kids. Yeah. And so now we're living it. And I tell you what, it's pretty daggone cool. And I made a comment earlier when I was talking to Kim here that we were raised money's the root of all evil.
Yeah.
And so we've had that crammed in our head. And that's wrong. Okay. You've also heard credit cards, don't use them. You get it. You pay as you go, pay for everything as you go. Don't get any debt, all this and that. But let me tell you about the money's the root of all evil. If you've been brainwashed with that, here's what my experience has been. Good people who get wealthy, they're still good people and they'll help more people. Evil people who get money will still be evil people. So money's not the root of all evil. There's something else. It goes in there, and I don't know what that magic thing is, but how many good people we know are wealthy and just help out boatloads of folks?
A lot.
Okay. And if I was poor, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
And you couldn't either.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good. So remember, folks, life does not have a rewind or a pause button. It's up to you to take action. So thank you so much for being on this episode, Kim. And I can't wait to hear about your new super success stories. Okay. Adios. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.